Now, at this time last week, Margaret Mills was telling us all about a battle over football in Steeple Bumpstead that ended up in a court case, well, in fact, two court cases, and the plaintiffs eventually won the case, but that wasn't the end of the matter, was it?
It wasn't, sadly. Flushed with success, the village lads were perhaps overconfident.
Mm.
And back they went to their game playing and enjoying themselves. And as an act of revenge against the farmer who'd issued the writs in the first place, they decided that trampling manure into his field wasn't enough. So together they formed what was called a riotous assembly, marched through the village, marched to another piece of land owned by the farmer, promptly cut down some trees and cut down some hedges as though defying him to do anything about it. Well, of course, that was tempting fate, wasn't it? More writs were issued. The village police officer was called out, but against a whole group of young village lads, the village police officer was powerless, so had to send for reinforcements to help him. The writs were issued, the writs were served, back to court the young men went. This time, their luck ran out. They were sentenced, they were convicted, they were sentenced to 1 month's imprisonment. Not all of them were convicted. Some of them were, the case was dismissed, or they were found not guilty. But at least five of them were convicted and sentenced to 1 month's imprisonment and being bound over for 2 years to keep the peace. But there's a positive outcome to this, because although they were given 1 month's imprisonment, it was usual for the judge to add with hard labour, but the judge refused to do that. So they had a month in prison, but without the usually obligatory hard labour sentence. So the question is, was the judge a football fan? Was the judge secretly sympathetic? We don't know. But if you're interested in knowing more about the Steeple Bumpstead riot, go to Essex Record Office. Essex Record Office have a copy of the Chelmsford Chronicle in which the whole sordid case was reported.
Good stuff. All right. Thank you very much indeed for that, Margaret. And are you moving away from Steeple Bumpstead next week? I can't say it. Steeple Bumpstead next week.
I am indeed. I'm moving to Mistley and looking at Matthew Hopkins, the Witchfinder General.
Oh, right, okay. We'll hear about the Witchfinder General next week. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.